This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Everything we're buying now, or stealing, actually, for the holidays, has been in the country a good long while, but restocking that supply chain could get precarious. The strike at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach is now in its second week. Negotiations are reportedly not going well, so today the two sides agreed to let a federal mediator step in. But bad as the strike is for companies waiting on their cargo, it has created some business opportunities, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Several hundred million dollars worth of cargo is stalled at or diverted from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach every day. The labor dispute centers around clerical employees protesting the outsourcing of jobs to lower-paid non-union workers. Economist Paul Bingham with CDM Smith tracks freight transportation. He says the clerical workers have been trying to negotiate a new contract for more than 2 years. Will a federal mediator make a difference?
I think it can certainly help. We've just seen an example with the unions on the East Coast and the Gulf Coast with their own labor dispute contract negotiation earlier this year that the federal mediator was able to come in and get a 90-day cooling off period.
The strike in Southern California has not stopped all traffic. Bingham says some companies are rerouting their cargo to those ships not impacted by the strike.
If I'm shipping today out of Asia, that's probably going to affect, you know, which companies are likely to be filling their ships.
For example, he says Costco, China's largest steamship company, is getting some extra business. So are some ports. Ensenada, Mexico, is only about 50 miles south of the border. Consultant Ken Morris with Cross Border Group says the Mexican port is making the most of the U.S. labor dispute.
The port of Ensenada is positioning itself as an alternative port. It's been doing that by investing in the infrastructure.
If the strike in Southern California drags on, some cargo could be rerouted through the Panama Canal, creating opportunities for ports on the Gulf and East Coasts. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.